السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون، الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. وقد قال الله تعالى: من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening who were receivers. Last week I was discussing about the virtues of salat amongst other things. And I mentioned that it is the most important pillar after kalima tayyiba. The most important thing in the life of a Muslim is his salat. If he is particular about his salat, if he performs his salat with khushu, with khuzu, that means with humility, with devotion, with dedication, with proper meditation, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses him tremendously, not only in the akhirat but even in this world. And if the person is negligent, he is indifferent, he is unconcerned about his salat, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever punishment he is going to get in the akhirat, this person will get. But even in this world, the person is put through a lot of suffering, a lot of misery in his life. There is no barakat in his life. There is no barakat in his time. There is no barakat in his wealth. The person can have plentiful but no barakat. And many, many other kinds of problems the person faces in this world. Akhirat is akhirat. Just as he gets plentiful of rewards in this world, and whatever he is going to get in the akhirat is a bonus. So to continue with this subject, that where the person is obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself says in the Quran Sharif, Man amila salihan min zakarin aw unsa. The person who does righteous deeds, whether male or female. From this Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it known to mankind that there is no such thing as segregation or different positions as far as male and female are concerned. When it comes to ibadat, zikr, tilawat, righteousness, obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then male or female, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them the same rewards. So Allah ta'ala is saying that He is going to give them hayat e tayyiba. So in Nisbat e Sufiya, which is a kitab written by Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayh, as I said, we are discussing what does a person get when he is obedient to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Generally, people make a big joke of it, that what did you get? In your namaz, what did you get? With your roza, what did you get? In your tilawat, what did you get? And when they say, what did you get, they mean how much of money came. That's all. That is what they mean, what did you get? So if a person does not get plenty of money after his salat, then they say he didn't get anything. So to clear this, that even from the worldly and material things, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to his walis plentiful. And many, many incidents of this nature have occurred. Although that should not be the niyat. Sometimes Allah ta'ala tests the person in different ways. But it's not that he deprives them of this worldly namats. So he says Allah Ta'ala has promised hayat-e-tayyiba, Now different people have given different tafsirs of this hayat-e tayyiba. Hazrat Jafar Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu se marwi hai, farmate hain ki hayat-e tayyiba naam hai ma'rifat billah ka. Hayat-e tayyiba is the recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the person recognizes his Allah ta'ala, then automatically this person is going to get a heart that is content, a heart in which there is satisfaction, a heart in which there is sukoon, tranquility, peace, happiness. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes him rich at heart, whether he has anything or doesn't have. But because he has recognized his Allah ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala gives him ghina in his heart, richness in his heart. And of course Allah ta'ala gives him such kind of sukoon which the kings don't know of. Such kind of sukoon. Under all conditions, inside their hearts, they have got peace. They can have pain in the body, they can have no money in the pockets, but the greatest thing is sukoon. Tranquility in the heart. And without exception, every wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has this sukoon. He has this sukoon. And that example I've given you many times, that we say that how can that person be having sukoon when he is in pain or when he's got poverty. So that one example which we have repeatedly mentioned is about the flower that is blooming in the midst of thorns. All round these thorns, in the middle of the flower, is that a beautiful flower. But on the other hand, that's example that we all can understand, and it is something that we all witness with our own eyes, that some people who really love a lot of chilies in their curries, plenty of chilies, hot curry. So when they are eating, at that time they are making ha ha hoo hoo and eyes is watering and the nose is leaking and everything is happening. So if somebody has to tell that person that you seem to be really suffering, why don't you leave this curry? He'll say, what suffering? I'm enjoying it. So on the one hand, the person is complaining too, and on the other hand is enjoying it too. But he won't give it up. There's enjoyment. So just like that, the Allah Wallahs also, without exception, Allah Ta'ala gives them sukoon in their hearts, irrespective of outside conditions. So he says, this is what Hazrat Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that it is ma'rifat billah. Sahib-e Ruhul Maani ne farmaya hai ki is ayat mein tehriz hai tamam mu'mineen ko har amal salih par, aur min zakarin aur unsa kehkar, او انسا کہہ کر ذکور کی تخصیص کا وہم دور فرما دیا. Which I just mentioned, that it's not only for the men, it's not only for the male person, even if the women folk become obedient to Allah and His Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, Allah Ta'ala will give them those same rewards, and Allah Ta'ala will bless them with those same ni'mats that He blesses the male persons with. They will get the same. So many incidents, so many women folk, they reach such heights. مفسرین تو اس سے مراد جنت وغیرہ لیتے ہیں, مگر حضرت جعفر صادق کی تفسیر سے معلوم ہوا کہ یہ حیات طیبہ اس دار دنیا میں بھی انسان کو نصیب ہوتی ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ in this world also gives حیات طیبہ, although مفسرین say real حیات طیبہ is in the آخرت, but that اللہ تعالیٰ gives them in this world also حیات طیبہ. چنانچہ یہ معرفت, محبت, قرب, انس, شوق, مقام مع اللہ اور وقوف على امر اللہ وغیرہ, اسی دنیا ہی کی تو چیزیں ہیں. Where else do you get معرفت of اللہ تعالیٰ, محبت of اللہ تعالیٰ, closeness of اللہ تعالیٰ, شوق of meeting of اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ, all these things you get in this world. چنانچہ اہل اللہ نے اس کی تحصیل میں اپنے کو فنا کر دیا ہے. Now this is the bottom line. That the Allah Walas, the Awliya-e-Kiram, they make fana of their nafs first. That is when they reach these stages. We don't want to make fana of our nafs. We want our nafs to be sustained. We want it to be nourished. We want it to be nurtured. We look after our nafs more than we are concerned about the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wherever it suits our nafs, then there we will say Sharia, Sharia, and the Quran says this, the Hadith says this, and Deen says this, and Sharia says this, wherever we are going to get a few pennies in our pockets, or a few miserable coins, then at that time the person will be bold and loud, Sharia, Sharia. But wherever it affects his pocket a little, or he's earning a little, or his desires a little, or his evil pleasures a little, then there the person is not going to talk about Sharia. Whereas the Allahwalas, they make fun of their nafs. They aren't concerned about what people say or don't say about them. You cannot please people all the time. It's impossible. Every person has got a different temperament. He's got a different mizaj, different understanding, different likes, different dislikes. Now where are we going to be able to please each and every individual? But if we please one Allah Ta'ala, then it becomes easy in a person's life. Ask Allah Ta'ala that how should we live with our parents, with our family members, with our children, with our elders, how we should behave, with those who are younger than us, how we should behave. So then the person is pleasing the young ones too, the old ones too, the businessman too, and the client too, and the customers too, and his parents too, and his family too, and everybody will become pleased, provided of course they've got an unbiased, unprejudiced heart. But if the person has got a diseased heart, spiritual diseased heart, then no matter how much you try to please that person, he's not going to get pleased. But if in the process, whilst pleasing that person, you are not displeasing Allah Ta'ala, you want to please the person within the parameters of Sharia, you want to please Allah Ta'ala, you are fulfilling the person's right. Then if he doesn't become pleased with that, because he wants to enjoy evil pleasures, so then it doesn't matter as long as Allah Ta'ala is pleased. So fana of this nafs, the evil desires and passions that come into the heart, it will come. People get so frightened and worried that evil desires are coming. It will come. How else will the person be tested for taqwa? But make fana of that nafs and then see how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives. And here what we are talking about is not the akhirat. In this world also, just now you will listen to some incidents of what Allah Ta'ala gives in this world. So to say that what did I get or what did you get or what do you get when you make namaz, when you make give zakat and when you obey Allah Ta'ala, that question itself is not right. Because you ask a person that you are going to Johannesburg, for what are you going? What will you get in Johannesburg? Or you're going to Cape Town, what will you get in Cape Town? So now that person can say that I am going there so that I will be able to climb Table Mountain or go up Table Mountain and have a good view from there. Oh, I am going there for this purpose or that purpose, or I am going there for business reasons. So when you ask a person, why are you going there? Then he can say that I am going up till there for this reason or that reason. But when a person is eating food, now you ask the person, why are you eating food? He's eating food. You ask him, why are you eating food? What will you get by eating food? So he's getting the food itself by eating that food. Isn't he eating that food? He's getting that food itself when he's eating that food. In the same way, when he's making namaz, that question is wrong, what will you get? Because he got namaz itself by reading that namaz. That salat that he read, didn't he get that salat? So that itself, he already got. Now what else he will get, that is all bonus. That question itself, because he already got namaz, the person fasting, you ask him, what will you get by fasting? He got the fast itself by fasting. The person who went for Hajj, what will you get by Hajj? The Hajj itself is maqsood, it is an objective. So he got the Hajj itself. Now after that, together with that Hajj, he saw Kaaba Sharif, he saw Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and he got duas there, and he got tawaf there and everything. But he got the Hajj itself, and all the other blessings and ni'mats, that is something that is a bonus. Jitne awliya anbiya hue hai sab ka Allah Ta'ala se taluq tha. Whoever was a wali of Allah Ta'ala, the main thing was that they had a taluq with Allah Ta'ala. They had this nisbat with Allah Ta'ala. They made fana of their nafs. Wus'ate dil ki kya karte hain sair ay imdad ke yahi baagh hai apna yahi maidan apna. In hazrat ke dil mein ye usat nafs ke marne ke ye usat nafs ke marne ke baad hi paida hoti hai. Allah Ta'ala gives them this expanse in their hearts after killing that nafs, that ego, those evil passions and desires. When the person puts a knife over it and causes the blood of that to flow, then they get this nisbat ma'allah. And when they get this nisbat and taluk and connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showers His bounties upon them. اولیاء اللہ کی مسرت کو کون پوچھ سکتا ہے جبکہ وہ نفس کو مارتے ہیں. When they kill the nafs, that means when evil desires come, then ask them how happy they get, how much of happiness Allah تبارک و تعالی gives to them. میرے ایک دوست نے جن پر اللہ تعالیٰ نے فضل فرما دیا اور ان کی لائن بدل چکی تھی مگر اب ان کو نماز روزہ کی توفیق ہونے لگی, خود اپنا واقعہ مجھ سے بیان کرتے ہیں کہ میرے ایک پرانے ساتھی جو سید تھے آج میرے مکان پر آئے اور ازراہ ہمدردی مجھ سے کہنے لگے کہ بھائی تم اس طرف کیوں چلے گئے, تم اس طرف کیوں چلے گئے, ہم نے بھی تو نمازیں پڑھی تہجد بھی پڑھا مگر ہم نے کچھ نہیں پایا. کہتے تھے کہ میں نے ان سے کہا کہ اب مجھ سے اس قسم کی باتیں مت کرو اور اگر کرنا ہی چاہتے ہو تو آؤ بیٹھو تبادلہ خیالات کر لیا جائے, یا تو میں تم کو سمجھا دوں یا تم مجھے سمجھا دو. ون فرینڈ آف ہز ٹولڈ ہم آفٹر ہی چینج ہز لائن چینج ہز اسٹائل اسٹارٹڈ بیکمنگ نیک پائس رائٹیس. So the friend told him that, what will you get? Why are you now also going in that same direction? I also tried. I made namaz too, I made tahajjud too, I made everything. I didn't get anything. So he says, he told him, don't tell me all these type of things now because I am getting something. Either you sit with me and I explain to you and convince you, or you convince me. But you may not be getting something, but I am getting something. میں نے جب ان سے یہ سنا تو کہا کہ یہ صاحب جو کہہ رہے کہ ہم نے کچھ نہیں پایا تو انہوں نے نہ پایا ہوگا اپنی نسبت کہہ سکتے ہیں, مگر اس کا یہ جواب ہے کہ ہم نے بھی تو تہجد پڑھا ہے اور اس میں بہت کچھ پایا ہے, دنیا بھی پائی اور دین بھی پایا, اور ایک میں نے ہی نہیں بلکہ بہت سے اللہ کے بندوں نے پایا. ہر رات کے پچھلے حصے میں کچھ دولت لٹتی ہوتی ہے, ہر رات کے پچھلے حصے میں کچھ دولت لٹتی ہوتی ہے, جو سوتا ہے سو کھوتا ہے, جو سوتا ہے سو کھوتا ہے, جو جاگتا ہے سو پاتا ہے. ایوری نائٹ تہجد ٹائم اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ دربار از اوپن, ہی از ڈسٹریبیوٹنگ, اللہ تعالیٰ ٹریجرز آر بینگ ڈسٹریبیوٹیڈ. دا پرسن ہو ریمینز اسلیپ ہی لوزز, دا پرسن ہو از اویک ہی گیٹس, person who snoozes, he loses. So one friend mentioned this in Makkah Sharif because somebody didn't get him up or didn't inform him that there was some kind of majlis that was taking place or something of that nature. So he said, well, you see, you snooze, you lose. So I replied, yes, but if you sneeze, you gain. If you snooze, you lose. But as if you sneeze, you gain. Because when you sneeze, then it clears up your head. And if you say Alhamdulillah, then how much of rewards you get. But nevertheless, that was just... So I said, if you snooze, you lose. But if you sneeze, you gain. Don't worry. Because somebody sneezed there and said Alhamdulillah. So he said, when I heard this, then I said that you can say that you didn't get anything. But Alhamdulillah, I have made tahajjud. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali saying that, Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, Alhamdulillah, I made tahajjud and Allah Ta'ala gave me plentiful. And not only me, but so many others, they made tahajjud and the same namaz they made and they got plentiful. So if you are saying you didn't get anything, then that is your problem. Ek aur buzruk farmate hai, kab raat ho, kab unse ho, khalwat mein phir hum, rehti hai dun yahi hume din bar lagi hui. He said, they're looking forward to the night, that, oh Allah, when will the night come? So that once again we can be with you in solitude. So that we can go down in sajda and shed our tears. They look forward to that. What enjoyment they get. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself is proclaiming, is there anyone that wants forgiveness, I may forgive him. Is there anyone seeking sustenance, that I may give him sustenance? Is there anyone seeking this or that, that I may give it to him? Allah Ta'ala himself is proclaiming. So what enjoyment they get at that time. بس یہ جو صاحب جو ان صاحب نے کہا کہ ہم نے کچھ نہیں پایا, یہ قضیہ شخصیہ ہے, اور قضیہ شخصیہ کا جواب قضیہ شخصیہ ہے. If a person says that I didn't get anything, then that's his problem. He's an individual, he's talking about himself. But he must not generalize and say that nobody gets anything by namaz, roza, zakat, ibadat, tilawat, zikr, tahajjud, ishraq, chasht, and making dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because tahajjud, those who perform and those who seek from Allah ta'ala, ask them how much Allah ta'ala gives to them. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. At that time they put their heads in sajda, their hearts in sajda, and they bring life into those hearts. So he says this is an individual thing. If there are 1 million Toyotas and they say everything keeps going right in Toyota, I think for this free advert they should pay us something. So those who say that if 1 million Toyotas everything is going right, and if one person says that in my Toyota nothing is going right, then we'll say something is wrong with the engine of your Toyota. You can't say that all Toyotas don't move. So fix your car. So in the same way, so many walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with that same tahajjud, everything kept going right for them. Allah ta'ala made everything go right for them. Here the Toyotas, no matter how much they claim, but still something will go wrong. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He says, I will make everything go right for you, then everything will go right. Tests will come, but in the test also there's great wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And great enjoyment these people get even in those tests. But because we are weak, we must not ask for tests. We must ask for afiyat all the time. Hazrat Ibrahim ka waqia hai, farmate hai ke main ek basti mein pahuncha. Hazrat Ibrahim ne Adam rahmatullah alayh, wahan ek nasrani ko dekha ke uske kamar mein zunar bandi hui thi. Usne mujhse darkhwast ki ke main usko apne hamra le loon. He says, I went into one village, there was one Nasrani. In those days, the Nasranis also, there were some of them, in their own way, according to their religious beliefs and traditions, they were what we term as monks or hermits, and they used to make a lot of ibadat. So one of those Nasranis saw him, that looked like a very pious Allah wala person. So he, in his Christianity, was just like that. So he said, take me along with you. Where are you going? He said, I'm going for Hajj. He said, take me along with you. I'll go as far as I can go. Or wherever he was going, he told him, take me with you. He says, he saw a cross in his, around his neck. And he recognized that this person was a Christian. Kuch der chalne ke baad, hum saad din tak safar karte rahe. Uske baad usne mujhse kaha ki ae Islam ke darvesh, humko to bahut bhook lagi. Now they're going on and on. The food that little that they had was now finished, and for 1-2 days they must have been walking. Now this person said, I cannot proceed with you any longer. You say you are a real Allah wala, or you have got great connection and taluk with your Allah. So now show me some karamat of yours. I am very, very hungry. There's no food, starvation. I can't proceed any further. Show me some karamat of yours. Maine Allah Taala se dua ki ke ay Allah, is kafir ke samne mujhe ruswa na kijiye. Ye dua karna tha ke dekha ke aasman se ek tabaq nazil hua aur us par chand roti, kuch buna hua gosht aur kuch khajure aur pani ka ek kuza rakha hua tha. Humne khoob khaya aur piya. Said, I just made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this is what happens, that those people who have got this taluk with Allah ta'ala, when they are in need, when there is a problem, there is some difficulty, then because of the taqwa of this, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah ta'ala finds a way out for them. So he said, Ya Allah, don't cause any embarrassment to come over me in front of this Christian person, because he believes that I've got great contact with you. So, Ya Allah, give us food. He says, from the heaven they saw one tray coming. There was bride meat there, and there was dates there, water there, and many things to eat. So they filled their stomachs, they ate properly. Now we must not disbelieve in these things. These are the karamat of the awliya. What we are trying to or what I'm trying to get across to you is that all these stages were reached by the same salat, same zakat, same ibadat, tilawat, zikr, whatever we are making. They did the same thing and reached these stages. But what they did more than us is that they made fana of their nafs. Now we are making the same salat and we are making the same tilawat and the same zikr and the same ibadat, but we're not prepared to make fana of our nafs. Evil desires, we must go ahead, we must fulfill it. Then we want these stages also, this karamat also. So you can't have it both ways. In any case, he says, we ate to our fill and then we proceeded. Uske baad maine sabqat ki aur kaha ke ay nasara ke rahib, oh you priest of the Christians, ab ke teri bari hai, ab tu bhi apni buzrugi dikhla. He says that you say that you've got great contact with your Jesus Christ and with your Lord, and you are a monk and you are this and that. So now you show your karamat. You saw my karamat, how Allah Ta'ala sent the food. I asked my Allah, He sent it. Now you ask your Allah and let's see. Now he was trying to prove to him that Islam is the religion of truth. Usne sun karke apni lathi par tek lagaya aur kuch duaye ki, dekha to aasman se do tabaq nazil ho rahe hai. Can you see? He looked at the skies, he made some prayer, and then instead of one tray, he saw two trays coming down. Can you imagine what must have crossed the mind of Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adam? Or Ibrahim Khawas rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Ibrahim Khawas rahmatullah alayh kehte hai ke mujhe ye dekh kar bahut hairat hui aur bahut nadamat aur sharmindagi hui. Is par ke ye kafir samjhega ke nasraniyat Islam se badh gaya. By these two trays coming down, so he says, now I felt very ashamed that this Christian will think that, you see, Christianity is superior. It is the best religion. Otherwise, this Muslim, when he made dua, this Durvesh, he got one. And when I made dua, then two came down. Usne kaha ki aap khaiye isme se. Now he's telling him, now you eat from this too. So, maine khane se inkar kar diya. So, I refuse to eat from those trees. When he understood why he does not want to eat from those trees, he says that, eat, don't worry, I will give you glad tidings just now. He said, no, first you tell me. I can only eat after that, because this is something that you prayed to your Lord and it came down, so I'm not prepared to eat from there. Usne phir kaha ke jab main tumhe bataunga to tumhari pareshani dur ho jayegi. Ek to ye ke main musalman hota hoon aur aapke samne kalma-e-islam padhta hoon. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadar rasulullah. This is the first khushkhabri and glad tiding that I give to you, is that in front of you I read the kalima and I become a Muslim. And then he informed him. Dusri khushkhabri ye ke maine Allah Taala se ye dua ki thi ke ya Allah, agar aapke is bande ka tere nazdeek koi martaba ho to uski barkat se mere upar fata farmaiye. Chunanche ye jo dekh rahe hain ye aap hi ka tufail hai. Hazrat Ibrahim ne farmaya ke uske baad humne khana kha liya aur bahut khush ho gaye. چنانچہ ہم دونوں حج بیتاللہ کیا اور مکہ میں ایک سال مقیم رہے. پھر وہ شخص وہیں مر گیا, وہیں انتقال ہو گیا, بطحا میں جا کر اس کو دفن کیا. He says, you don't have to worry, you eat from this, because when you made dua to your Rabb and I saw that one tray coming down, I realized that I will not be able to do this. My Lord will not send two trays down. He didn't expect it from his Lord. So he says, at that time I made dua that, oh Allah, oh my Lord, oh my Rabb, if this person, that is Hazrat Ibrahim who is with me, if he has got some stages in your sight, he is held in esteem, and because of his piety and taqwa you have sent down this tree, then I'm asking you with the barakat of him that sent food down. Don't cause me embarrassment. So these two trees that came, you can see, came because of you. And it made me truly believe that Islam is the religion of haqq, and therefore I'm accepting Islam. This is how people used to come into Islam. So you see, accepted Islam, and then look at that. Allah Ta'ala gave him Hajj. Then he stayed 1 year in Makkah Sharif and he passed away in Batwa. Hazrat Zunnoon ka to aapne naam suna hoga, kya awliya Allah mein se hue hai? Wo farmate hain ki ek dafa kashti mein sawar hokar ja raha tha ki kisi musafir ki chadar chori ho gayi. Un logon ne ek shakhs par shubha kiya ki usne churai hai. Maine kaha ki acha thehro, mujhe unse baat karne do, main narmi ke sath unse pooch leta hu. وہ جوان اپنا ابا منہ پر رکھے ہوئے سو رہا تھا, آواز سن کر کپڑے سے منہ نکالا. حضرت زنون نے مناسب عنوان سے واقعے کے متعلق اس سے گفتگو کی. حضرت زنون کہتے ہیں کہ یہ سن کر اس نے مجھ سے کہا کہ آپ بھی یہ کہتے ہیں, اور پھر اللہ تعالیٰ سے قسم کھا کر درخواست کی کہ اے اللہ, دریا کی مچھلیوں کو حکم دیجئے کہ اپنے اپنے منہ میں ایک موتی لے کر اوپر آوے. Hazrat Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullah Alayhi was traveling in the ship, and he says some musafir, his sheet, bed sheet or some sheet, chadar got stolen. Some shawl, chadar, anything got stolen. So now they were searching, so they suspected one person that was sleeping. He had his head covered with his blanket. So Hazrat Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullah Alayhi said, don't just suspect him, I will ask him, I will find out, let me ask him. So when he shook him and he asked him, he said that there's one sheet that is stolen or some shawl stolen. Do you know anything about it? He said, oh, so you also suspecting me. He says, then he addressed or he made dua to Allah Ta'ala and said, oh Allah, cause the fish in the ocean to come up with a pearl in their mouths. And he says, suddenly they saw fish coming out from the ocean with pearls in their mouths. He showed what his stage was by Allah Ta'ala. That people didn't recognize him. They thought that this was just an ordinary person. They didn't know him. So look at the suspicion on whom they had. A person who was a real Allah Wala. And for nothing they suspected him, that he had taken the sheet. Whereas what was he in need of that when Allah Ta'ala showed them that look, with his dua, I caused the fish to come up with pearls in their mouths. But then after that happened, then he said, well, now you all are not people that deserve befriending or traveling with. He jumped into the ocean, swam and went away across. And he left them. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala took him away onto the shore. So now from where did he get this karamat? How did he get this karamat? He got it through that same namaz, same zikr, same tilawat, same ibadah. But they made it with ikhlas, and once again, the most important thing, they made fana of their nafs. They made qatal of their nafs. They murdered the nafs. Evil passions and desires, when they arose in the heart, they put the knife over the throat of those evil passions. They made qurbani of it. They caused the blood of their desires to flow above their hearts. Turn it red. And then Allah Ta'ala gave them this karamat. Look at this person, what a wali of Allah Ta'ala he was. And yet people thought that he was just an ordinary person, or in fact he was a thief. Hazrat Zunnoon Misri Rahmatullah Alayhi ka dusra ek waqia kehte hai ki maine ek naujawan ko Kaaba ke paas kasrat se ruku sujood karte dekha. To uske qareeb gaya aur kaha ki tu bahut zyada ruku aur sajda kar raha hai, bahut namazein pad raha hai. Says, I saw one young person making a lot of ruku, sajda, making a lot of namaz, making zikr, tilawat. So I asked him, why are you making so much? Any particular reason? You are a young person, so much ibadat you are making. Usne jawab diya ki apne Rab ki janib se wapasi ki ijazat chahta hun. He says, I am not going to leave this place until Allah Ta'ala gives me ijazat, and now you can go. After Hajj, now he is waiting for ijazat. From whom? From Allah Ta'ala, not from the agents. The agents want him to get out quickly. Here he is waiting for ijazat from Allah Ta'ala, that until my Allah does not tell me that now you can go, I'm not going to go. Achanak dekha ke aasman se ek parcha gira. You see one page falling from the skies. Us pe likha hua tha, min al aziz il ghafoor ila abdi as-sadiq. From Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is ghafoor. And towards my servant, who is a very, very truthful servant, sadiq. مَغْفُورًا لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ زَمْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرْ إِنْ صَرِفْ. Your sins have been forgiven. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven your sins, past and present sins. Now you can proceed, you can go. So he was waiting for ijazat from Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala showed his maqam. Now where did he get this karamat from? From that same namaz, same tilawat, same zikr, same ibadat, but which they did with ikhlas, and they fulfilled the rite of that salat and of that zikr and of that tilawat. Muhammad ibn Mubarak Suri kehte hai ki main Ibrahim ibn Adham ke saath Baitul Muqaddas ja raha tha. He said, I was going to Jerusalem with Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh. Hum log Qailula ke waqt ek anar ke darakh ke niche utre aur chand rakaat namaz ada ki. Maine anar ke darakh ke jad se ek awaz suni ki ay Abu Ishaq, hum par karam kijiye, yani hamare phal mein se kuch nosh farma lijiye. Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham ne apna sar jhuka liya. Us darakh ne ye darkhwast 3 bar ki. پھر ابن مبارک کو مخاطب کر کے کہا کہ آپ بھی میرے لئے سفارش کیجئے. Whilst traveling, they stopped under a pomegranate tree. From the root of the tree, the voice was heard that do us a favor, please eat of our fruit. So that Ibrahim ibn Adham lowered his head with humility. Second time, third time, and then it addressed his companion, Muhammad bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, and said, you also intercede, make sifarish, tell him please eat of our tree. The tree is desirous that he must eat of. Chunache Hazrat Ibrahim ne Adham ne do anar tod diye, ek khud khaya aur dusra mujhe diya. He broke two, gave me one, he ate one. Maine jo khaya khatta tha aur darakh bhi bahut chota tha aur mukhtasar tha. He said that that stage when I ate, it was not even sweet. And the tree also was small. But when we returned from the journey, so the tree had grown surprisingly into a very huge tree. They went for Hajj and came from Baitul Muqaddas, and when they returned, how long does that take? 1-2 months time they were returning. He said, but that tree had grown into a huge tree. And there was so much of fruit on it, he says, it was unreal and unbelievable. And this time when they broke and ate of that pomegranate, then they say it was so sweet that I cannot describe. Now where did he get this karamat from? That after he ate from that tree, Allah Ta'ala caused it to grow and gave it so much of fruit. Chunache us darakh ka naam logo ne Rummanul Abidin rakha. Rummanul Abidin. Subhanallah, kya ajeeb waqia hai. Allah Ta'ala apne awliya ki kaise kaise madad farmate hai. Ibrahim Ajiri rahmatullah alayka waqia mashhoor hai. Unke paas ek yahudi apna qarz wusool karne ke liye aaya. Wo farmate hai ki main aag ki bhatti ke paas baitha hua tha. اسنائے گفتگو میں اس یہودی نے کہا کہ ابراہیم کوئی کرامت وغیرہ دکھلاؤ تو میں مسلمان ہو جاؤں. He says, I was sitting by the fire and one یہودی came and he said, if you show me some karamat, then I'll become a Muslim. So he said, are you sure you become a Muslim? He said, yes. He said, all right, take your shirt off. So he took his shirt off. Hazrat Ibrahim Ajiri rahmatullah alayh, he took his kurta off. And then he put his shirt in between the kurta and he wrapped it up. And then he took it and threw it into the fire. And after some time, he went through that fire and pull that kurta out. So his kurta was on the outside. Now the kurta, that kurta did not burn. The outside in which he wrapped the shirt. So the kurta did not burn. But when he opened the kurta, that person's shirt was completely burnt. Inside it was completely burnt. He said, now you saw this karamat, will you accept Islam? He said, yes. And he accepted Islam. एक आका और उसका एक गुलाम दोनों कहीं जा रहे थे. रास्ते में गुलाम ने कहा, जरा मैं इस मस्जिद में दो रकात नमाज पढ़ लूं. ये कहकर वो मस्जिद के अंदर चला गया और बहुत देर लगा दी. He went into the masjid and he took such a long time, he's not coming out, this servant, this slave. So the master from the outside is saying, come out quickly. He says, he's not allowing me to come out. He says, who's not allowing you to come out? He says, he who is not allowing you to come inside is not allowing me to come outside. So he said, now look at that. There was a time when something was keeping even the slaves inside the masjid, the servants inside the masjid. They were enjoying such kind of sukoon in their ibadat, tilawat, zikr. So ایک ڈیپیوٹی صاحب کی اہلیہ نہایت ہی دیندار تھی اور نمازی بھی تھی. ڈیپیوٹی صاحب ان کو اکثر چھیڑا کرتے تھے, ان سے کہتے تھے کہ تم کو نماز پڑھنے سے کیا ملتا ہے. This deputy صاحب used to tell his wife, what are you getting by making namaz? So Allah تبارک و تعالی gave all this karamat to the awliya because of that same namaz. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave not only to them, but He can give even to us, but provided that we make that namaz, we make that same zikr, that same tilawat, that same ibadat with ikhlas. And most important thing, as I've been repeatedly saying, is that we have to make fana of our nafs. Then it's not that these karamat were reserved just for them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives so much. Ek shakhs bahut deendar tha, jail khane mein sipahi ke ahde par muqarrar tha. There was one policeman. One day he was taking one prisoner and moving him to another prison or another area. On the way was namaz time. To usne kaha ke zara ruk ja, main zara namaz padh leta hu. So he said, just wait a little bit here. Let me make my namaz, then we will proceed. Usne namaz shuru ki aur qaidi ghaib ho gaya. So when he went into sajda, the prisoner disappeared. Usne kuch zyada talash bhi nahi kiya aur na pareshan hua. Jaakar apne afsar se keh diya ke jo qaidi mere hawale kiya gaya tha wo mujhse bhag gaya, lehaza ab mujhe qaid kar lijiye. Look at the taluk with Allah. An ordinary person, he says, that prisoner that I was transporting or taking, he ran away. Whilst I was making namaz, he disappeared. So now you can punish me, you can lock me up instead of him now. Usne kaha ke nahi, hum abhi koi karwai nahi karenge, hum talash karenge usko. He said, no, don't worry, we won't lock you up now, but we're going to search for him. Sipahi chala gaya aur namaz ke andar lag gaya. He went home and he started making namaz. And he prayed to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He made dua to Allah ta'ala. Raat ko jab 12 baje to kisi ne aakar darwaze par dastak di. Midnight somebody came and knocked at his door. Usne andar se dariyaf kiya ke kon, who's that? He said, I am that same prisoner that had run away. He said, then what you coming here this part of the night? اس نے کہا کہ میں آپ کا بھاگا ہوا قیدی ہوں جس نے بے وفائی کی کہ جس وقت آپ نماز پڑھ رہے تھے میں بھاگ گیا. اس نے جا کر دروازہ کھولا اور اس سے پوچھا کہ تم پھر کیسے واپس آئے. He said, but then what made you come back? You ran away, then what, you should disappear, what made you come back? اس نے کہا کہ وجہ یہ ہوئی کہ جب دوسری طرف کو بھاگتا تھا تو اندھا ہو جاتا تھا اور جب تمہارے گھر کی طرف آتا تھا تو آنکھ بینا ہو جاتی تھی. When I go in any other direction, I get blind. I can't see my way. But my coming in the direction of your home, my sight is perfect. And it brought me right here to your house. So now put me back into prison. उसने सोच इसने कहा कि अगर मैं भागता रहता भागा जाता तो फिर सारी उम्र अंधा रहता. इज आई प्रिफर्ड सीइंग देन रिमेनिंग ब्लाइंड ऑल माई लाइफ. आई रादर बी इन प्रिजन फॉर द फ्यू मंथ्स और डेज और ईयर बट एटलीस्ट आई हैव माई साइट. सो अल्लाह ताला सेव्ड हिम फ्रॉम प्रिजन. अदर दे वुड हैव अरेस्टेड हिम दैट यू वर गिवन अ ड्यूटी टू ब्रिंग दिस प्रिजनर और ट्रांसपोर्ट हिम एंड यू allowed him to escape. You were negligent, but because it was of his the taluk with Allah Ta'ala and his namaz and his sajda, Allah Ta'ala brought him back. So there are so many incidents of this nature. There are so many. Read in the karamat of the awliya, there are so many. Ek din majlis mein Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh ne farmaya कि हजरत अब्दुल्लाह इब्ने मुबारक के पास एक दिन कोई साइल आया और उनसे कुछ खाना तलब किया. ए पर्सन गेम एंड आस्क फॉर सम फूड. हजरत अब्दुल्लाह इब्ने मुबारक आस्क्ड हिम. ही आस्क्ड हजरत अब्दुल्लाह इब्ने मुबारक फॉर सम फूड. हजरत के पास उस दिन 10 अंडों के सिवा और कुछ मौजूद न था. दे वर 10 एग्स. खादिमा को हुक्म दिया कि वो सब अंडे उसको दे दो. गिव द होल 10. गिव हिम द होल 10. उसने 9 ही अंडे साहिल को दिए और एक बचाकर रख लिया. सो द सर्वेंट द मेड गेव 9 एग्स टू द पर्सन हू हैड कम बेगिंग एंड केप्ट 1. हिड 1 अवे टू गेट अवे. गुरूब आफ्ताब के वक्त किसी शख्स ने दरवाजा खटखटाया और कहा कि ये टोकरी ले जा. हजरत अब्दुल्लाह इब्ने मुबारक खुद बाहर तशरीफ लाए और टोकरी लेकर देखा तो उसमें अंडे थे. उसको शुमार किया तो उसमें 90 ही निकले. ही वेंट आउटसाइड. समबडी टैप्ड एट हिज डोर इन द इवनिंग व्हेन ही वेंट आउटसाइड. दे सेड देयर इज अ होल बास्केट ऑफ एग्स एज गिफ्ट फॉर यू. सो ही स्टार्टेड काउंटिंग. सो इन देयर देयर वाज 90. So he said, this is not mine, doesn't belong to me. The person must have said, go and give it to somebody else, you brought it here. He said, no, it's definitely for you. He said, no, it can't be. Now what does he know who sent and how much he sent? But he says, it can't be. It's not mine. आपने खादिमा को बुलाया और उससे दरियाफ्त किया कि तूने साहिल को कितने अंडे दिए थे. उसने कहा कि 9 दिए थे. एक को इसलिए बचाया था कि शाम को हम लोग कम से कम एक से इफ्तार कर ले. यह सुनकर आपने फरमाया कि तूने मेरे 10 अंडों का नुकसान कर दिया. ही सेज बाय कीपिंग दैट वन यू मेड यू डिप्राइव्ड मी ऑफ 10. लॉस ऑफ 10. लुक एट द यकीन दे हैड that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala returns minimum 10 for one. So these were the awliya. And my whole purpose in tonight's majlis was to bring this point across. That there are so many incidents of this nature. How Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to his awliya. In different ways how he blesses them. And when they are in difficulty, when there is some problem, when there is some concern, when there is some test, then Allah Ta'ala himself takes them out of the test. And he provides for them from sources that are unknown. Ghaibi sources. Unexpected sources. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala fulfills his promise which he made in the Quran Sharif. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. So if we are not getting anything through our namaz, our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat, then we must put our ibadat, zikr, tilawat right. Check our niyat with what we are doing it. Check our ikhlas. Then check the masail also. Do we have the masail in our salat? Then look at our zawq, our shawq, our interest in it and our desire and our hope. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at all the details. Look at the khushu and khuzu in our salat. Our meditation, our devotion, our dedication, all those things we have to see. If we're going to get that, if we've got that, then we must check if we have made fana of our nafs. poison and antidote both don't go together. We must either go, we must get rid of the poison. We can't be doing ibadat one side and then sinning on the other side, plentiful, and then waiting for all those karamat of the awliya. But here the whole purpose was to show that people got plentiful, plentiful Allah Ta'ala gave them. And the greatest ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala gives them is istighna in their hearts. Allah Ta'ala makes them rich in their hearts. Even if they have nothing, Allah Ta'ala makes them so rich in their hearts that they think nothing of the treasures of the kings. When it comes to haqq, they think nothing of the treasures of the kings. It means nothing to them. To them that blanket of theirs and that patched clothes of theirs and that hut of theirs is greater and more beautiful and more precious than even the palace of the king at that time. If Allah Ta'ala gives to them ni'mat, they make shukr and they use it. But the ghina is in their hearts. And then now and again Allah Ta'ala shows such karamat upon their hands that those who reject them, then they have to admit that this person has got ta'luk with Allah Ta'ala. It is to show their ta'luk with Allah Ta'ala that now and again Allah Ta'ala causes the karamat upon their hands, the miracles. If that happens every day, every time, and they don't even know when it's going to happen. It's not that they, like some magician, that they have a show. All must come, we will show you magic. So it's not, karamat is not like that. They don't even know what is going to happen, when it is going to happen. They just make ruju in Allah. They turn towards Allah Ta'ala. They beg of Him and then suddenly things happen. So even if one's group, one small majma, one society has to bring this type of akhlaq and muamlat and muasharat and everything right, then we don't know how much of karamats we will see. But at present we don't even have one amongst us that has some kind of karamat. How many of us can really challenge a Yahudi or an Isai or somebody that come, I will ask my Allah to do this or do that. So therefore we must not make such bold claims to on our namaz, our zikr, our tilawat. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, when some people were arrested in one battle, then there were some bottles were found with them. He asked them, what are these bottles, what's in there? He said, it's poison. And we were told that when you get arrested, don't suffer humiliation. Drink this poison and die, but don't suffer humiliation. He said, but you can see that you are arrested and you were not able to consume that poison. But in any case, bring that poison. So he read, Bismillah illadhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shayun fil ardi wala fis samaa wa huwas samiul alim. And he drank that poison and nothing happened. Nothing happened. But now if one of us has to challenge somebody, then we'll be a candidate for the Brook Street Cemetery straight away. So first we must have that kind of iman yaqeen. But it happened. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us solid iman. Iman solid, solid like the rock. In fact, the rock too, you can still crack it. Our iman must be such that nothing must shake it. The wind and the storm and everything can lash, but the person's iman doesn't shake. Stays so solid. Then see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغفرين. ہم بہت ہی گنہگار بندے ہیں تیرے. اے میرے مولا, اے میرے رب کریم, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کائنڈ کمپیشنٹ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. So much of your bounties you are showering upon us. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage and the strength to make fana of our nafs. Ya Allah, give us the himmat to suppress the evil desires and passions. Ya Allah, make us lions against our nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of humiliation, shame, disgrace and embarrassment. Ya Allah, you want to bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that every moment of our life we enjoy the sweetness of that bond. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, bless us also with the karamat that you blessed awliya-i siddiqeen with. Ya Allah, bless us with ikhlas in our a'mal. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Protect us from the fitnas of this world and the fitnas of akhirah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of hashr. Cause us to cross the full sirat like lightning and enter into jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't test us. Don't test us, my Allah. Don't test us in this world, in the akhirat. Ya Allah, we will fail the test. We are extremely weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't test us. Ya Allah, let the winds of rahmat blow throughout the continents. Bless everybody with hidayat. Make everybody worthy of entry into jannat. Ya Allah, assist and help the Muslim Ummah. Assist and help the Ummah at large. Remove the difficulties, hardships, problems. Remove the trials, remove the tribulations. Ya Allah, bless everybody with a solid iman. Ya Allah, hum sabko sirat-e-mustaqim par qaim rak. Tera qurb, teri marifat, tera yaqeen naseeb farma. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with marriage partners who will be compatible, who will be pious and righteous, who will fulfill the rights. Oh my beloved Allah. And those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, the time of death. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of du'as for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله